deployment of the planet's first robotic police units. Became the focus of the world in 2016.
Drop your weapons, you're under arrest.
Vincent Moore is a former soldier.
The problem with artificial intelligence is it's way too unpredictable.
The Scout's creator, Dion Wilson, sees a rich future.
What interests me is a machine that can think and feel.
I have a robot that is operated by a thinking human being.
We don't want this. It's expensive, it's big, and it's ugly.
The Scouts are a huge success. Stop worrying about these pet projects.
I think I've cracked it. This is a new kind of life form, a new step in evolution.
You are Chappie.
Chappie.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
Wow, 28 days. Can you believe it? Let me close this door here. 28 days, it's almost over. And I'm outside my in-law's house because my wife's asleep. My mother-in-law is watching TV. My father-in-law is resting comfortably, probably in a hospital bed, just having his shoulder replaced. So there's really not many places for me to go in this house without either making people annoyed or confused or waking them up. So I'm outside. It's dark, but it's warm. So you might hear some wind blowing. Hopefully there's no rain falling. I'm in socks, so I don't really want to get my socks wet outside. I'm avoiding the fact that tonight, actually maybe about 20 minutes ago, I just watched Chappie from 2015, Neil Blomkamp. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Years ago, I went to see District 9 in the movies. I talked my friend into seeing it. I said, this is supposed to be a good movie. Loved it. Thought it was great. Never saw the other movie he made, Elysium. Maybe someday I'll see that. But this movie has been on my radar for a while, and it's actually been in my queue for a while. I've had it on my little tablet for weeks, saying, I'm going to watch this. You know, I've heard mixed things. If you ever listen to the Atomic Geeks podcast, ooh, a firefly just went by. That's so cool. That's what happens when it's almost July and it's warm out and dark out. Okay, I got distracted. The Atomic Geeks is a podcast I listen to, and a guy on there, Mike Downs, always talked about how he enjoyed this movie. And, you know, it was him. I was trusting him because he's given me other recommendations. He doesn't know that, but he has, that I've enjoyed. He's the first guy who told me about Orphan Black. Anyway, he always said he enjoyed it. And I know it doesn't really have a high number. It has a pretty low number on Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't always go by that, obviously, because I love Batman v Superman. And I saw a few things in this that I thought, okay, you know, maybe you see some flaws in this. But overall, the overall theme and the overall performance and what was given to me in this movie, I loved it. I don't know if it's Neil Blomkamp or something, but it's something about the special effects he seems to make that seem like they're actually there. I mean, there are times where I'm saying, oh, okay, so there's a robot there, or is the guy in the suit? And then I saw a little making of, and he's just running around. You know, with like this, the guy, the actual guy's just running around like a spandex suit, and they replace us all. I mean, these special effects are feeling like they're there. Sometimes you think, okay, that's obviously CGI, but special effects are getting so good that the metal and the structure of a robot feels like it's actually there. And these aren't giant transforming robots. This is a tiny man-sized robot. I love that, first of all. I love the fact that it felt tangible, it felt real. But I also loved just the little story of this, you know, the consciousness of a robot and how he, or of anything really, and how it grew and how AI can kind of learn and act like almost like a human. I mean, the whole reason that it got there was, you know, he got hijacked for, you know, from some weird criminals that wanted to take a robot and take the guy so that he could turn off the robots. But then they wanted to take the robot and have him work for him. So that was a little, you know, slightly thin. And it was... I watched a thing later where Neil Blomkamp said basically he wanted to see what it would be like if one of these, if a robot like this was raised by this musical group. When I say this musical group, there are these two criminals in this movie who I was trying to figure out who the actors were because they didn't look familiar at all. The woman looked kind of familiar, but I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell the guy what if he looked familiar. And it turns out these guys are barely acting. These guys are barely in costume. These are the actual people. There's a guy named Ninja. He plays a character named Ninja. And the woman, Yolati or something like that, that's the girl's name. They are they're a South African rap group called D'Antwoord. D'Antwoord. It's spelled D'Antwoord if you're in America, but it's D'Antwoord. And there's some weird rap group. And these people are just like weird hip-hop, like, artist people. And they're playing more or less themselves in this movie. They're not playing, I'm sure they're playing characters of themselves. They're not criminals, I think, but that's who these guys are. It's like, I don't even know if I can make it almost would be as if Elvis was in a movie playing Elvis. His character's name was Elvis, and he did everything Elvis did, but he also was a criminal. I don't know, something weird like that. I'm not comparing these guys to Elvis, but I'm just trying to say that these guys came in just as themselves, playing almost as themselves. Really weird to explain, but... And they did a good job. I mean, they made you kind of dislike them, then kind of like them. Then it was weird. I was surprised how much I enjoyed them. And there was another gangster in this movie, like that they were kind of running from or trying to pay off. This actor has been in other Neil Blomkamp stuffs, and it's funny. There's a quote I read that he did not like this guy Ninja at all. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by this firefly. It's so cool. I want to just go up and grab it. I remember when I was a kid, you'd kind of catch them. Nowadays, I'm way too frightened to do that. But also, the star, Sharto Copley, he was the star of District 9. He was in Elysium, and he actually played Face in the A-Team movie. He plays Chappie. I mean, he is the guy in the suit running around, but he also provides the voice. And dude's a great actor, and he... Just the way he did the voice and everything. I loved Chappie as a character. I was like, Johnny Five is alive. It had this kind of, you were rooting for him. You wanted him to live. And I'm not going to spoil the ending. If you like sci-fi movies, if you like, you know, special effects, I think this is a cool movie. I even liked the ending. And they set it up where, you know, something could happen in the future if you wanted it to. It was weird seeing Hugh Jackman. First of all, I thought maybe I saw that Sharto Copley was in this, but I didn't realize he played Chappie. And then you see Hugh Jackman in this crazy, I guess this is a South African style haircut. It just looks so strange. But he, for lack of a better word, was the villain of this movie. I mean, he played a guy you disliked. He was an overzealous former soldier who was working on a bigger robot that he thinks worked better than the scout robots that Chappie was part of. And, you know, he wanted to take down all these robots so that his robot could get in place. Because the cops were like, look, we're never going to need your robot. It's never going to get that bad. And he kind of set it up so it did get that bad. And crime went crazy so that his robot could finally get approved. But really, all he wanted to do was go kill Chappie. So, you know, there was, you know, Hugh Jackman's basically sitting in a video game cockpit controlling this guy remotely. But luckily, Chappie got pissed off and went and beat up Hugh Jackman. I don't know how much more to say about this, mainly because I want to go back inside. I feel like I'm getting little rocks stuck to my socks. But I suggest if you have a couple hours and you'd like to see a nice science fiction movie, that Chappie is cool. And Dev Patel, I believe that's the guy's name, he was really good as the maker. And he was the guy who designed the robot, designed the software, and ended up illegally and on the slide uploading it to the robot just to see if he could do it. And that's what started this whole mess. And it was just cool because he didn't know what he was. He was just creating something, and it turned into this thing called Chappie because the woman, the main woman, named him that. And you saw him. He was faster at learning and faster at adapting. But you kind of saw him get bigger, 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 and it was just really cool to see. And I think just the special effect of Chappie itself was amazing. It was awesome. And the question of AI and what is intelligence and what is real and what is consciousness, all something that we may actually probably have to deal with someday. I don't know if on that level, but it was pretty cool that to the point where you know Chappie wasn't real, but he became real, and it was something that you actually started. Oh God, I think my mother-in-law's looking for me. I just saw a light turn on. Here we go. You thought it was real. You didn't know if it was real. But. Oh, Christ, you know, you try to hide. I just saw a light turn on in the computer room where I normally go, and I think the next is going to be out here with me. But anyway, you didn't think, you knew he wasn't real, but you started feeling for him as an actual character with feelings because he was created and he started having feelings. So it was pretty amazing that you started feeling for a character that wasn't real. That's all I wanted to say. And that's really all I'm going to say about the movie here. Look, we all know who I am. If you're still following me at this point, thank you very much. It's day 28. There's only two more movies after this. My name is Mike, and you're listening to Geek Mentality. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality and on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com, and of course on Twitter we're at Fans Not Experts too. But you can find, if you go on iTunes, search Geek Mentality, you'll find me there. You can also find WrestleFania, our other wrestling podcast, and Man Meets World, which is our Boy Meets World podcast. They just had a new episode go out yesterday. I'm doing 30 movies in 30 days. You know that by now. And really, that's all there is to say. Search FNE Movie Month to find all the movies I did from this year and the two previous years. At this point, there are 88 movies because 30 plus 28 is 88. I learned that in school. And that's all I have to say. So you can play my music. Have a good night. And that's all I'm rambling now. So yeah, here's my music. This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome, my mom says. Please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.